Podcast Help Desk, number 82 for March 11th, 2016.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for. To smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever the case may be. This is Mike, and this is the Podcast Help Desk version of Apple Podcasts Connect. And I said that very carefully. Apple Podcasts Connect. Don't forget the S in that. In the last couple of weeks, Apple came out with this new thing. And what it is, it's not so new, really. If you were a developer, you had a developer account with Apple for iOS applications, or if you had a music account where you were selling music through iTunes, they have a thing called iTunes Connect. Well, they sort of just added podcasting to it, and it is just a little bit different than those other two things. And there are some things in there that you don't want to mess with, and there's some problems with it still. I have it on pretty good authority that Apple isn't done with it, so you know, use it with caution, and we'll go through what you can do, what you should not do, and what you can't do with Apple iTunes Podcasts Connect. And the first step is to log in with your Apple ID. So go to podcastsconnect.apple.com and sign in with your Apple ID email address and your Apple ID password, and it's going to bring you to the home screen, and it's going to list all the podcasts that have been submitted under your Apple ID. And I will get to a problem with that a little bit later, but assume that you put your podcast in under your iTunes or your Apple ID login back in the day whenever you submitted it, and it's listed there. So then you click on the title of your episode or your show, your podcast, and you'll notice it's got the feed URL. Now that's changeable. But like I said, there's some caveats there. And it also shows a thing called a mirror URL. Don't worry about that. Ignore that. Do not even think about that, because it's not relevant to anything. I'm sure there's uses for it. I can't think of one good one. So just ignore that. It also shows you a status. And if it's green and it says active, then everything's hunky-dory. And I honestly don't know what it looks like if it's not green and active, so I guess we'll find out at some point in the future. And then it shows you the last time they looked at your feed. And this will become relevant later, too. In my case, they looked at my MikeDell.com podcast, Mike Dell's World. They looked at it today at 12:19 p.m., I assume that's Pacific time, because that's how Apple rolls. And then you'll see some links. One says Refresh Feed. One says View in iTunes Store. One says Hide Podcast. And one says Delete Podcast. I don't know why you would want to ever hide your podcast, because either you want it in iTunes or you don't want it in iTunes. I don't understand why you would hide it. So that one to me is irrelevant. The Refresh Feed. This one, use with caution. I mean, yes, you can use it. You click on it and it comes up and says refresh or cancel. And basically all it does is tell Apple, hey, you haven't looked at my feed in a while. Go check it out. But mind you, it takes 24 hours. You know, so don't think you hit refresh and then go look at your iTunes listing and it's going to change. It's not. But it does, you know, give Apple a little idea that, hey, we need to go look at this guy's feed or this gal's feed. And that works. View in iTunes Store, that's kind of a neat thing. You just click on it and it brings you to your iTunes listing in the web. It doesn't bring you to the iTunes, it doesn't open up iTunes, the desktop application. It just opens your listing there. So you can see what's in your listing, currently. And, so it's kind of a handy place if you ever forget where that's at. Delete podcast is just that. It's, hey, I'm no longer doing this podcast. No sense having it listed in iTunes. Click delete, and they will get rid of it. Okay? That's what you'll see. That's all you'll see in here. This change the URL, that's kind of nice because then you don't have to email Apple and say, hey, change the URL to my podcast when you've changed feeds. So it kind of makes it so you're not hijacked by services that don't allow you to do a 301 redirect. But all this does is change what iTunes looks at for the listing, and it changes what subscribers of your podcast, future subscribers, I should say, will subscribe to. Because iTunes, if we'll go back to, we've done lots of episodes about this, but iTunes is just a directory. Okay. Once somebody hits the subscribe button in iTunes, Apple's pretty much out of the loop. They don't really, you're using the software. You're either using the iOS podcasts app and, or you're using the podcast section of the iTunes application on your computer as a feed reader, but it's reading the original feed. Whatever's in that feed URL box is what it's going to be looking at for future subscribers. This does not change past subscribers. What that means is, okay, if I'm subscribed to Podcast Help Desk and then that feed changes and I go in here and I change it to some other feed for Podcast Help Desk, all of you that are subscribed and myself that are subscribed are still going to be looking at that old feed. Now, any new subscribers will subscribe to the new feed through iTunes, but you're still looking at that old feed. So you still have to do a 301 redirect and possibly the iTunes new feed URL tag in your feed. And if you're using PowerPress, that's just a thing in the iTunes tab. Don't use that unless you know what you're doing. In fact, don't use iTunes Podcast Connect if you don't know what you're doing. You can really mess things up, and you don't want to. So here's some of the problems. And like I said, this is going to be a fast episode because I'm just going through off the top of my head what it's good for, what it's not good for, and all that. But part of the problem is a lot of times people have submitted their podcast through somebody else's Apple ID. So say, you're at your mom's house and you're submitting your podcast and you get on your mom's laptop and you click on iTunes and you go to, the old way. You click on iTunes and you go to, submit a podcast in the iTunes store on your mom's laptop. Well, if your mom signed into iTunes with her Apple ID, that's where your podcast is. It's not going to be under your Apple ID. And the worst part about it is right now there is no procedure to move podcasts between Apple IDs. So that could be a real problem. And, I'm looking at mine here and I've got like 30 podcasts listed here. A lot of them are my own, but, past and present. And some of them are active shows that I've submitted for other people. So, and there's really no way I can give those back to those people. Luckily, I'm still in contact with all those people, so it's not really a problem to you know, for me to administer that for them. So it's not a big deal, but it is kind of a big deal. Now, the other thing that it is good for, iTunes Connect, when you plug, say you don't have your podcast listed in iTunes yet, and you want to, you know, you get yourself an Apple ID if you don't already have one, log in to the site, and like I said, I'll have the link in the show notes to this site directly. And once you get all logged in, it'll say iTunes Connect and then My Podcasts. And it'll show your name over on the other side, you know, under, you know, whatever you have for your Apple ID. And it's going to show, you know, the album art in a grid pattern. Familiar, huh? For Apple. It's going to show all the podcasts that you have. But if you have none, it'll show none. There's a big plus sign up in the gray area up in the upper left. You click the plus sign. And you paste in your feed URL and you hit validate. Now, this is also a way to validate feeds. This is kind of neat. You can sort of validate feeds without submitting them. So if you want to come over here and test your feed, so let me, I'm going to type one in. And I typed in a feed that I'm no longer using, but is still valid on MikeDell.com. And I look here, and actually it did fail the validation. So it says we have trouble finding, it says, can't submit your feed. Your feed was previously submitted. Oh, okay, that's why it failed. So that failed validation. But anyways, it shows you a preview, you know, of what it looks like. It shows you the podcast artwork, the description, the general information, copyright, blah, 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 blah. And it even shows you the episodes that are in the feed. And if it all passes that and it says, says that it passed the feed validation, hit submit. And it even works if you've already got. So, like, I'm going to go podcast help desk here. Make sure you put the http://podcasthelpdesk.com/podcast.xml. Okay, so I'm going to hit validate and it's going to come up. Saying that I can't submit it because it's already been submitted, but it's given me, you know, all the relevant information and, you know, everything looks cool. So it's kind of another feed validator like we talked about last week, but I still suggest using Podbase or Cast Feed Validator, you know, to keep ahead of it. But this is another place you can validate your feed. So that's kind of neat. So we go back to My Podcasts, and like I said, just make sure you do this responsibly, because you know you could click the wrong thing and iTunes is going to be off looking somewhere else, and then you got a world of mess. And the whole thing about, you know, having it under the wrong feed or the wrong Apple ID is, I think, going to be a sticky wicket for a while. But they did do that with the iTunes Connect for the app developers. You know, if someone sold an app, you know, they had to have a way to move that app to whoever bought the rights to that app. So, you know, they did figure that out in time. And, you know, I think it's going to be good in the long run. But, you know, like I said, it's not a completely done thing. And, you know, those of us in the podcast help career, you know, like Blueberry, Lipson, Spreaker, you know, any podcast services company probably has this as their number one support ticket. And what it is I posted my episode last night and it's still not in iTunes. And you know, I'm sure you know everybody that is familiar with working tech support for podcasts are familiar with that. That is, it's not a thing of the past. It, you know, just this week, Apple had an issue where, you know, the directory wasn't updating. But just remember how iTunes worked, as I talked about a little bit earlier. You know, iTunes is just a directory, and once you're subscribed, Apple doesn't have a whole lot to do with it anymore. So, you know, the best advice I can tell you, and I've done this with all my podcasts, is I subscribe in iTunes. I subscribe, you know, in any other thing that I subscribe, you know, I probably subscribe 3-4 times in three or four different ways to my podcast to make sure that my podcast episode comes down. And I don't even look at my iTunes listing most of the time. I mean, I periodically check it just once in a while, but for the most part, I don't even look at it because, you know, to me, it's kind of irrelevant. You know, it's nice to have it up to date and all that because, you know, people do search on particular topics. And if you name your episodes right, you know, you still want to be there. So, you know, check it, but don't be obsessive about it and maybe give it 2 days. You know, it normally doesn't take that long, but give it a couple days before you go check it. But make sure, you know, the first and foremost, make sure if you're subscribed to it, you get it. Because if you get your episode, then everything's fine. iTunes will update their listing at some point. You know, it's just, you know, Dave Jackson today, I just happened to listen to him, and I don't want to go over what he went over, but, you know, he used the analogy, it's like the phone book. You know, if you move between printings of the phone book, you know, the phone book's still going to have your old number in it. Of course, that, you know, I'm aging myself, aren't I? Because, you know, when's the last time you looked in a phone book for a phone number? But just let's just say back in the day, as Jackson would say, you know, the phone numbers in the phone book didn't update every time you changed something. It updated every time they reprinted the phone book. Well, that's kind of what iTunes is doing. Is every time it checks all the feeds that it's checking, it updates its phone book, updates the directory. So just look at it that way. And thanks, Dave, for the analogy. I didn't mean to steal that from you, but golly gee, that is a good analogy. Of course, I didn't use the red-blue thing, but that's an inside joke. So I'm going to call this a podcast. I told you I'd talk about iTunes Podcasts Connect. And the only reason I'm being really careful about saying podcasts, plural, with the S, is a friend of mine has a website called Podcast Connect, podcast, not plural, connect.com, which is totally and utterly not iTunes. So if you end up over there, say hi and then put the S in and go to Apple. But it's actually podcastsconnect.apple.com. And Todd's thing is podcastconnect.com. So totally different thing, but he's getting a lot of traffic because of it. So anyway, I'm going to say see you next week. I've got another interview lined up. Hopefully it happens. And we'll have another interesting interview with another luminary in the podcasting space. Please get your questions in. If you got something you want me to answer here, I spent the hour on Ask the Podcast Coach last weekend. The weekend before, I was on the new media show. And the week before that, I was on the PowerPress podcast. The week before that, or a couple weeks before that, I was on Podcasters Roundtable. So I seem to be making the rounds of podcasts about podcasting. So I don't know. Maybe I'll shoot for one this week. We'll see. But anyway, definitely get your questions in here. I'll be happy to ask them. Voicemail would be great. If you got a comment about, you know, any of the guests I've had, any of the opinions I put out, because, you know, that's what they are, their opinions. And if your opinion differs, please send me a voicemail. Let's discuss it. I like discussing things. And I generally don't yell at people, so. And nobody will punch you in the face. You see, I'm stealing all kinds of stuff from Dave there. So. And, oh, by the way, Dave Jackson just started at Libsyn as a tech support person. So now we've got a couple of podcasters in the podcasting space that work for podcasting companies. It's so meta. Anyway, catch you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.